Obituary. Nawal al-Sa'adawi. The Uses of Anger. Nawal al-Sa'adawi, campaigner for women's rights, died on March 21st, aged 89.
One day, at the age of 10, Nawal was sent to put on her cream dress. Such a thing was special in their poor household, in the huddled village of Kafur Tala, in the delta of the Nile. Her father, she was told, had a guest for her to meet. So she put on the cream dress, but also smeared raw aubergine on her teeth to turn them black. That way the guest, who was meant to be her future husband, would never, ever want to marry her. She got a beating for it, but it worked, and that first victory gave her strength for the rest of her life. Giant self-belief. And she needed it. Her campaign against the oppression of women in Egypt, from genital mutilation to routine marital thrashings, from puny inheritance rights to the wearing of the veil, hurled her against the authorities. Her writing was censored, her books banned. Women and Sex, published in 1969, cost her her job in the Ministry of Health. 8 years later, The Hidden Face of Eve, which spared no details of the cutting she had seen as a doctor in the villages, shot that taboo into general conversation and herself into electric peril, like a field of mines. In 1981, Anwar Sadat's government jailed her for 3 months, and in the 1990s death threats sent her abroad. Each time, like a winning horse, she cleared every obstacle. In prison, while the other women wept, she sang, danced, and wrote a memoir on toilet paper, using a smuggled eye pencil. When her publisher, in 2007, burned her play, in which God was out-argued and gave up, she declared that if she said all she wanted to say, she would be burned herself, like Joan of Arc.